just want to outline to you obstacles that continue to bring down Grand Junior County Development Program. There are many things that continue to happen here that continue to keep us down. Liberia is today 170 years old. From 1847 to today makes Liberia 170 years old. But Liberia is still suffering from mass illiteracy rate at a rate of 70%. It means that if you check every 100 person, you find out that 70 people in that 100 person cannot read and write. Only 10 can read and write. That's what it means. A country that is 170 years old still have that kind of problem. The 70% illiteracy rate, right, they take a significant portion of that. In 1964, President Tubman declared four counties under his unification policy. He made Rangida as a county. He made Nima as a county. He made Lova and Bon, four counties. He said today, they will begin counting. But before then, we used to pay taxes and were not allowed to vote. We didn't have representatives. So Tubman said no. From today, four counties will have your representative. But then, they put in a constitution. He said anybody can be representative. If you are fighting illiteracy, if you want for your people to read and write, then you put in the constitution that anybody can be representative. And so the problem that government brought is still with us today. Anybody come from in the capital share, he said want to be representative. Anybody come from in the workforce share, he want to be senator. Because there's no academic criteria. If we are fighting illiteracy, we want our children to be encouraged to learn. It is important that we reform that particular portion of the constitution so that people who are going there to represent us will not be people who don't come here to divide money. They will be people with credibility. They will be people who will go out there and speak for us. Look at our Mother Tubman Memorial Hospital. It's one of the most deplorable hospitals on earth. Who speaks for us? How do we address the problem? Not everyone out here will get sick and go to Ghana to go to hospital or go to Abidjan. Our hospital here, our county here, is supposed to serve us. Not everybody will run to Tapeta and Lima County. We will talk. Election is coming. Don't just sit down there, they give you 10 lives, you'll be happy. Tell them, say, do something about that hospital. As I said, I will outline few obstacles that continue to bring down Grand Junior Development Program. After 53 years, that today we have small community college. President of Liberia came from here, some years ago. He ruled the country for 10 years. We didn't have a community college. I think Maraceli did well to bring up what we have now. It is important for us to work together and make sure that your children go to school. Send your children to school. Spend a lot of money you have to spend so that those obstacles that continue to bring us down, we will fight them. We need to do something about it. And what can we do at this transitional period? Few months from now, we'll have a new president elected. We'll have representative elected. The only thing that we can do is to make sure that we elect somebody who will be in our interest.